This is the reading for October 30th, Ezekiel chapter 43. Then the man led me to the outer east gateway, and I saw the glory of the God of Israel coming from the east. It sounded like the roar of rushing water, and its brightness made the earth shine. The vision I saw was like the vision I had seen when the Lord came to destroy the city, and also like the vision I had seen by the Kibar River. I bowed face down on the ground. The glory of the Lord came into the temple area through the east gateway. Then the Spirit picked me up and brought me into the inner courtyard. There I saw the Lord's glory filling the temple. As the man stood at my side, I heard someone speaking to me from inside the temple. The voice from the temple said to me, "Human, this is my throne and the place where my feet rest. I will live here among the Israelites forever. The people of Israel will not make my holy name unclean again. Neither the people nor their kings will make it unclean with their sexual sins or with the dead bodies of their kings. The kings made my name unclean by putting their doorway next to my doorway and their doorpost next to my doorpost, so only a wall separated me from them. When they did their acts that I hate, they made my holy name unclean, and so I destroyed them in my anger. Now let them stop their sexual sins and take the dead bodies of their kings far away from me. Then I will live among them forever." Human, tell the people of Israel about the temple so they will be ashamed of their sins. Let them think about the plan of the temple. If they are ashamed of all they have done, let them know the design of the temple and how it is built. Show them its exits and entrances, all its designs, and also all its rules and teachings. Write the rules as they watch, so they will obey all the teachings and rules about the temple. This is the teaching about the temple. All the area around the top of the mountain is most holy. This is the teaching about the temple. These are the measurements of the altar using the measuring stick. The altar's gutter is 21 inches high and 21 inches wide, and its rim is about 9 inches around its edge. And the altar is this tall. From the ground up to the lower ledge, it measures 3.5 feet. It is 21 inches wide. It measures 7 feet from the smaller ledge to the larger ledge and is 21 inches wide. The place where the sacrifice is burned on the altar is 7 feet high, with its 4 corners shaped like horns and reaching up above it. It is square, 21 feet long and 21 feet wide. The upper ledge is also square, 24.5 feet long and 24.5 feet wide. The rim around the altar is 10.5 inches wide, and its gutter is 21 inches wide all around. Its steps are on the east side. Then the man said to me, "Human, this is what the Lord God says. These are the rules for the altar. When it is built, use these rules to offer burnt offerings and to sprinkle blood on it. You must give a young bull as a sin offering to the priests, the Levites, who are from the family of Zadok and who come near me to serve me, says the Lord God. Take some of the bull's blood and put it on the four corners of the altar, on the four corners of the ledge, and all around the rim. This is how you will make the altar pure and ready for God's service. Then take the bull for the sin offering and burn it in the proper place in the temple area, outside the temple building. On the second day, offer a male goat that has nothing wrong with it for a sin offering. The priests will make the altar pure and ready for God's service as they did with the young bull. When you finish making the altar pure and ready, offer a young bull and a male sheep from the flock, which have nothing wrong with them. You must offer them in the presence of the Lord, and the priests are to throw salt on them and offer them as a burnt offering to the Lord. You must prepare a goat every day for 7 days as a sin offering. Also, the priests must prepare a young bull and male sheep from the flock, which have nothing wrong with them. For 7 days, the priests are to make the altar pure and ready for God's service. Then they will give the altar to God. After these 7 days, on the 8th day, the priest must offer your burnt offerings and your fellowship offerings on the altar. Then I will accept you, says the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 44. Then the man brought me back to the outer east gateway of the temple area, but the gate was shut. The Lord said to me, "This gate will stay shut. It will not be opened. No one may enter through it, because the Lord God of Israel has entered through it, so it must stay shut. Only the ruler himself may sit in the gateway to eat a meal in the presence of the Lord. He must enter through the porch of the gateway and go out the same way." Then the man brought me through the outer north gate to the front of the temple. As I looked, I saw the glory of the Lord filling the temple of the Lord, and I bowed face down on the ground. The Lord said to me, "Human, pay attention. Use your eyes to see and your ears to hear. See and hear everything I tell you about all the rules and teachings of the temple of the Lord. Pay attention to the entrance to the temple and to all the exits from the temple area. Then speak to those who refuse to obey. Say to the people of Israel, 'This is what the Lord God says. Stop doing all your acts that I hate, Israel. You brought foreigners into my holy place who were not circumcised in the flesh and had not given themselves to serving me. You dishonored my temple when you offered me food, fat, and blood. You broke my agreement by all the things you did that I hate. You did not take care of my holy things yourselves, but put foreigners in charge of my temple.' This is what the Lord God says, 'Foreigners who are not circumcised in flesh and who do not give themselves to serving me may not enter my temple. Not even a foreigner living among the people of Israel may enter. But the Levites who stopped obeying me when Israel left me and who followed their idols must be punished for their sin. These Levites are to be servants in my holy place. They may guard the gates of the temple and serve in the temple area. They may kill the animals for the burnt offerings and the sacrifices for the people. They may stand before the people to serve them, but these Levites help the people worship their idols and cause the people of Israel to fall. So I make this promise. They will be punished for their sins, says the Lord God. They will not come near me to serve as priests, nor will they come near any of my holy things or the most holy offerings. But they will be made ashamed of the things they did that I hate. I will put them in charge of taking care of the temple area, all the work that must be done in it. But the priests who are Levites and descendants of Zadok took care of my holy place when Israel left me, so they may come near to serve me. They may stand in my presence to offer me the fat and blood of the animals they sacrifice, says the Lord God. They are the only ones who may enter my holy place. Only they may come near my table to serve me and take care of the things I gave them to do. When they enter the gates of the inner courtyard, they must wear linen robes. They must not wear wool to serve at the gates of the inner courtyard or in the temple. They will wear linen turbans on their heads and linen underclothes. They will not wear anything that makes them perspire. When they go out into the outer courtyard to the people, they must take off their serving clothes before they go. They must leave these clothes in the holy rooms and put on other clothes. Then they will not let their holy clothes hurt the people. They must not shave their heads or let their hair grow long, but must keep the hair of their heads trimmed. None of the priests may drink wine when they enter the inner courtyard. The priests must not marry widows or divorced women. They may marry only virgins from the people of Israel or widows of priests. They must teach my people the difference between what is holy and what is not holy. They must help my people know what is unclean and what is clean. In court, they will act as judges. When they judge, they will follow my teachings. They must obey my laws and my rules at all my special feasts and keep my Sabbaths holy. They must not go near a dead person, making themselves unclean, but they are allowed to make themselves unclean if the dead person is their father, mother, son, daughter, brother, or a sister who has not married. After a priest has been made clean again, he must wait 7 days. Then he may go into the inner courtyard to serve in the temple, but he must offer a sin offering for himself, says the Lord God. These are the rules about the priests and their property. They will have me instead of property. You will not give them any land to own in Israel. I am what they will own. They will eat the grain offerings, sin offerings, and penalty offerings. Everything Israel gives to me will be theirs. The best fruits of all the first harvests and all the special gifts offered to me will belong to the priests. You will also give to the priests the first part of your grain that you grind, and so bring a blessing on your family. The priest must not eat any bird or animal that died a natural death or one that has been torn by wild animals.
Chapter 5.
Every chief priest is chosen from humans to represent them in front of God, that is, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sin. The chief priest can be gentle with people who are ignorant and easily deceived because he also has weaknesses. Because he has weaknesses, he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins in the same way that he does for the sins of his people. No one takes this honor for himself. Instead, God calls him as he called Aaron. So Christ did not take the glory of being a chief priest for himself. Instead, the glory was given to him by God, who said, "You are my son. Today I have become your father." In another place in Scripture, God said, "You are a priest forever," in the way Melchizedek was a priest. During his life on earth, Jesus prayed to God who could save him from death. He prayed and pleaded with loud crying and tears, and he was heard because of his devotion to God. Although Jesus was the Son of God, he learned to be obedient through his sufferings. After he had finished his work, he became the source of eternal salvation for everyone who obeys him. God appointed him chief priest in the way Melchizedek was a priest. We have a lot to explain about this, but since you've become too lazy to pay attention, explaining it to you is hard. By now, you should be teachers. Instead, you still need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's Word. You need milk, not solid food. All those who live on milk lack the experience to talk about what is right. They are still babies. However, solid food is for mature people whose minds are trained by practice to know the difference between good and evil.